Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show, Rubber Match versus the Orioles. The youngins put on a pitching display. The oldens put on a hitting display. What will happen tonight? Yankees face off against the Orioles. My name's Jimmy. His name's Jake. BBD is here as well. Little record day game. Night game though on a Wednesday. Wow. Wish I had my laptop so I could look up their record on Wednesdays. Shit.
Never let you know.
I'm laptopless. BBD, can you show them the wide shot real quick? I know it might mess up with the graphic, but look, no laptop. Not even looks like I'm talking to myself. You're perfectly cut out of that shot. No laptop for me. Okay, the lineup today is DJ LeMahieu leading off, playing second base. Rizzo in the two hole playing first. Judge behind him. Playing right field.
What's that movie you love?
Behind him in the order and behind him defensively.
Lieutenant Payne? What's that movie?
Major Payne. Yeah.
Your favorite movie.
Gallo in left field, cleaning up. Stanton batting fifth, DHing. Gleyber at short, Odor at third again. That's been funny. Higgy getting the game behind the dish. Gardner batting ninth in center field, and Tyone is the starting pitcher. I understand days off are good. Gary got some hits yesterday, as everyone did, and Stan's been playing the outfield. So it seems like you could throw Gallo or Judge in center field, get Stanton in the outfield, DH Gary, not play Gardner. And you get away with it. But Garrett's probably going to catch off four against Seattle, so they see this as a good day to get him down. And catchers do need rest, so I think I would have started him, hope for a blowout, take him out either way. But that's my only real thought on the lineup.
James, BBD, everyone in the chat, how we doing? Nice to see y'all today. Yeah, I mean, it feels like Gary's been playing a lot lately. I'm going through the log right now. Doesn't look like he's having an off day since July 26th, which would be coming up on 2 weeks. So, yeah, I mean, I'd rather... We had a bunch of rookies come up and beat the Orioles yesterday, so a Gary for Higgy swap, if that means I get Gary for all four against Seattle... I'll shake hands on that.
Yeah.
I've got no qualms with that.
There's ways to get Gary DH spots now that they've established it is the only thing where he still gets a half day off. He's not catching. So I hope that we see that happen in the future. I guess is more like I hope this doesn't say, no, we're not going to do that because you played Stanton in the outfield now.
Right.
You have ways to do it. I don't need it 100% today. But it'd be nice for them to show us that they will do it in the future.
No, I think there's a ripple effect, too, there, because if they play Stan in the outfield, then, you know, they're going to want to rest him, which if they keep him at DH, fine, whatever. Go beat this team. The Orioles lineup looks dead today. No juice from them. So go win. And we've got the pitcher of the month from July, Jameson Taillon, twirling it today, Jim.
Dude, I don't
huge
even.
Huge start.
You know who may have challenged him for pitcher of the month? The other guy that he's sharing the mound with.
Ooh, Harvey.
Matt Harvey, he did have one bad game. His first game of July was awful. But his last three, he hasn't allowed a run. He's been so good.
Yeah, there's like a chance he could be a trade deadline guy. Still having a pretty tough year.
2.45 ERA in the month of July.
But, yeah. Kansas City, Washington, Detroit. Not necessarily a murderer's row, but hey, you get still. three straight starts, six innings, no earned runs. That's show.
And we saw Matt Harvey on April 26th, and he shut the Yankees down then. And that was DJ, Stanton, Judge, Odor, Gio, Glaber, Hicks, Gary, Clint. So not like, you know, that lineup is...
There's dudes in there.
That's a good lineup, and Matt Harvey shut him down. So good for him. Davey Garcia started that game opposite him.
And I mean, obviously you're watching both starting pitchers for any baseball game, but guys having big Julys, baseball is a funny sport. If one of these pitchers gets touched up and it's August now, it's kind of like, whoa, that's in the past. So an early porcher or something like that, which the Yankees, they were porch hunting last night, do that early to Matt Harvey so he knows July's over, you're a bug eater.
Yeah, and I liked yesterday. I mean, technically DJ hit in the second run, but so I didn't know how to count it because I got people saying, like, you were right. You got two runs the first time through, and the first nine batters did result in two runs scored.
Two runs scored among
those
guys.
But you needed
DJ's
second time up to knock in that second. So it's a real loophole. Yeah. I didn't count it because I'm like, no, DJ, that's his second time through. But the first time through, they scored two runs. So either way, I was happy with yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, it hit the point where, shout out to Luis Gil. You might hear more about him later. Tonight's recap episode after the game, come tune in. But yeah, yesterday, when any game hits the point that all you're missing is a home run, that's a good time. Because I think we had, eight on the board and no homers, or seven, and then Judge hit his couple more, or Stanton hit his couple more, Judge hits his, and then it's like, okay.
All right.
So not only did we roll, not only did we use pitchers that weren't on the roster before today, but the offense did it multidimensionally.
I mean, Gary was tagging up.
He's fast. He's Gary.
I am Gary. I am fast.
420.
All right. Any other, like, what, any specific what to watch for here? Gallo, he didn't get a hit yesterday. He does have two doubles since coming over. Right. You'd like him to have a multi-hit game. I don't know how many of those he even has.
Either
get on
multi-hit
base twice.
Or you want him to put one in the seats.
Home run or on base twice.
Yeah.
All right, so that's my what to watch for. I'm still kind of I'm watching Gallo. I'd like him, like we said, either on base two times, however it happens, walk, hit, or if you go 1-for-4, make it a homer. Gallo watch. And he's popped Harvey before.
Yeah. I like that. DJ, I circled him yesterday. He had two doubles.
You happy with that?
Yes.
Second double, you know, an out.
It's fine. You need some juju. You need some Juju Smith-Schuster. And, hey, we've had other teams that hit it towards our outfielders, and they've gotten doubles that probably weren't. So that's baseball in 2021, Susan. So if DJ can get another extra base hit in the books today, that changes things. Changes things a little bit. So watching that might partially put an illegal on him going forward because I back-to-backed him. And I guess Higgy, just haven't seen Higgy in a while. What's up, Higgins?
When did Higgy, he came in and replaced Gary at one point. And then didn't he start recently?
He got Cole's last game.
Yeah, so your math must have been...
Tampa.
I thought you said Gary played 2 weeks straight.
We still haven't seen much of Higgy lately.
I know, but I thought...
Did they play July 27th, 28th, 29th, 30th? What's this Miami game?
Did he replace Gary?
I missed one game, the Miami series. He caught Tyone? Are they buddies now? No.
Higgy caught Cole on the game in Tampa when he absolutely got rocked.
The rocked game.
Yeah, imagine if Gary was back there. go on to pitch to that.
So Gary DH'd that game. I'm in the wrong box scores. I'm looking at DJ LeMahieu's box scores.
So DJ's played 2 weeks straight.
DJ's played a lot. No, I think I was previously looking at Gary's. I went to DJ's to look up the extra base stuff that we talked about.
Okay. Tyone has not seen Baltimore since his first start of the season, where he did go 4.2 innings pitched, 2 earned runs, 7 strikeouts. We took a shot for every strikeout.
J-Mo night.
Yeah.
J-Mo night. We live streamed it. Can't wait to let's get to the playoffs, start live streaming again.
Still out there.
All right. The pitching path of victory today. Jake's watching. I'm watching Gallo. Jake's watching DJ. You'd like an extra base hit. I'd like either you get on twice or you hit a home run. And then we'll go to the pitching path of victory, which is brought to you by Hall of Fame Connections, a 13-episode YouTube series. Episodes drop on Wednesdays. There's a bunch out already. And they take artifacts and pieces that are in the Hall of Fame and talk about them from a new and exciting angle, each episode telling a story of how two seemingly unrelated artifacts in the museum's vast collection connect to each other. Go check it out at Baseball Hall on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Support for the series was provided by a Market New York grant through I Love New York, New York State's Division of Tourism, as a part of the Regional Economic Development Council Initiative. They could probably use a new name.
Yeah. We'll talk to them.
Check out Hall of Fame Connections YouTube series today. Go check it out. It's pretty cool. Pitching path to victory, Jake.
What if I told you this? Higgy has only had 2 starts since July 4th.
COVID stuff, Brantley getting involved.
2 starts All-star in a month. Break. That's pretty wild. He was our starting catcher for a couple weeks earlier.
That feels like so long
and
ago.
It was. Jim, the pitching path to victory, interesting to see what you say. I mean, Tyone, we believe in J-Mo right now, 1 pitcher of the month.
You're interested to hear what I have to say about this?
Yes, man. That's why we do it.
That's awesome.
Like every day.
I appreciate that you're interested every in my day. Thoughts.
Jameson Tyone.
I'm interested in yours.
No.
Yeah.
Half the time.
Now, a pitching path to victory half is a time. Dual effort.
Half the time.
Because we both see things.
I'd say half the time. We want 6. It's Baltimore.
Yeah, Tyone's he's been good. He's been pitching well. Yeah, hold him to it.
Again, we didn't use
all the good guys are available.
All the good guys are available.
Use anyone.
Which, that's exciting. If they do use them, I would expect them to do 1 inning stuff because Seattle series starts tomorrow.
Yep, 1 inning only. For Chad, Laza, Britton, Chapman, even Litke. I think they'll save Litke still though. Because I think they're starting to want to use him for, like, 35 pitches every
right.
time.
Or how about this? I got this. Chapman in the 9th.
Yeah. Bang. If it's a save situation, yeah.
Britton in the 8th.
Yeah.
Because we want to keep Zach Britton regular anyways. So you get him regular for Seattle.
I would like, so I was going to say that if it's like a 7-run game, 6-run game like last night, I'd like Britton in the 9th no matter what.
Close, yeah. I'm with that. I could see that. I'm fine with resting Chappie next
day. If it's a winning effort in any way, I'd like Britton involved.
Okay.
Unless Tyone goes 8 and Chapman goes 9.
Yeah, I guess where I'm at is I'm almost okay if they try to sneak some rest with Johnny and Chad again. Like if there was a Clay Holmes 7th inning and they're up 4, I'm open to that.
If it's a 3-run game. If it's a close game, the Yankees are up by 1, 2, or 3, then you have
you
to.
You need wins.
And Tyone gets through 6, you got to go, or even through 5, and you just, like, let's get the win. You can all go for 1 inning, and it doesn't hurt them that much moving forward. So,
do you think there's any chance, I'll say they're up 4 in the 6th inning, Tyone had to come out, pitch count. Any chance they go back-to-back with Ridings? Was he that impressive?
Yeah, I think almost you should. You know,
okay. Like let's find out.
Yeah.
You know,
if it's 4 runs or more, why not? He was so okay. nasty.
I like that. That's
I don't know his minor league. Like, can you find his? Yeah. Did he pitch yesterday or the day before? If they're up by a lot, who gets the last 3 innings? Like then maybe it's Ridings. If they're up 5-6 or if they're down, they're Ridings.
Yeah, I think you go back to Ridings. You could use Abreu. I think what they would do is they'd spread it out. Like you do Abreu, Joely, and Ridings.
I think Joely's out. He threw 36 2 days ago. I don't think they'll use him again.
He's a true rental. So, yeah. Like, if there is a guy you're going to put back out there, it's him. Maybe a Clay Holmes inning, just trying to get one clean. So, yeah, they've kind of got the bodies for it. Now I just got myself excited for the Steven Ridings follow-up.
He looks so good.
I want him out there today.
Did you find his minor league?
No.
Do you want me to find it?
No.
They called up Jonathan Davis, so...
Yeah, Jonathan Davis, former Blue Jays driller.
Is he like a Greg Allen scare guy or no? You know, center field. Ooh. Like, is there a chance he stays and Greg Allen goes whenever they have to make the next roster move? Do they see higher value in him? Greg Allen can switch hit, but I have no idea.
That's interesting. I like how you're thinking. He pitched August 3rd against the Yankees, Steven Ridings. July 29th. I'm going back to your Steven Ridings question.
Yeah, you said against the Yankees.
No. No. He didn't pitch against the Yankees.
I don't think so.
And then, yeah, I think getting him was a little Blue Jays defense, to be honest. He had a big game against the Yankees a little while back.
I thought he did too. I went and looked at his game log. He scored the winning run in extra innings, and I think he went 1-for-3.
He hit a home run off of, maybe it was last year. It was like a crippling home run. Or it was just like, it was a start. Or maybe it was like a Chad he got. I forget.
But. All right. So can I give you a little update here?
Sure.
Steven Ridings has never pitched back-to-back games this season. So
minor league stuff.
Yeah. So does that change your opinion at all?
No.
See him again?
Let's see it, big fella. He's showing up saying he can pitch today. Yankees better believe in that.
Yeah. All right. I think, pitching path to victory should be all the good guys. If it's a safe situation, it's pretty straightforward. Chad, Johnny.
Last year, Jonathan Davis hit a 2-run homer in a game they won 2-1.
Oh, it was last year. I checked this year. Okay, that makes sense. And then if they're up by a lot, seeing Ridings a second time would be nice. Seeing Britton, I think, no matter what, would be good, unless he's, like, hurting. Right. Otherwise, I would love to get him more regular. And I think that's all. Is Corner still up?
Yeah, he's still here. He threw kind of bullets yesterday.
And in theory, I think in the minors, he's a real starter, so he doesn't.
He threw 34 yesterday.
Yeah, he's not going to go back-to-back.
It'd be a little sloppy.
Why are they keeping him up then?
That's a good question.
Lights out corner.
They can send him down and he can come back at any, but I guess they just don't have another pitcher.
Don't have someone they want to replace him with.
I wonder, are there other COVID rules around that? We don't know, so you can't do that every day.
You can't just have them change.
They can replace it.
Can't do that every day.
I mean, we know with Heel's
illegal.
We know with Heel, they sent him down, and he's going to be fine to come back up Sunday for his start.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They can send Corner down and just get another guy. Jake's saying, there's probably parameters around it, but otherwise
you'd like to think.
Otherwise, you can just literally change out minor leaguers every single day and they don't affect the 40-man or service time.
While COVID guys are in,
feels a little messy. 2, 3, 4.
Homer draft. It's the Homer draft. We both got a homer yesterday. Way to go.
Good job, us.
Way to go, us. Way to go. Stan, I got him. Judge, you got him.
Well, I got two yesterday.
What else did you get?
Well, Rugi told Judge how to homer, so that's... partially Rugi, right?
No. We stopped playing that rule a while ago. Because Rizzo did remind Judge what home runs were. So I would have got a point as well.
That's a little twisted, but fine.
I have the first pick. I cannot take Gallo, Odor, Rizzo, nor Judge. Hmm. Is that true?
Yeah. Gallo, Odor, Rizzo, and Judge. Oh, my.
So obviously my second pick will be Stanton, and my first pick will be, is Higgy still illegal?
I think Higgy's legal. I think we've come a long way.
I don't think I'm equipped to make this ruling.
We have to ask Zach,
the commissioner back of this Homer draft.
Zach.
I can call him.
Call Zach.
He hates getting phone calls.
Does he even have his phone on? Zach called me today.
Didn't know he had a phone.
It was beautiful. I was in line at Dunkin'. Zach called.
Oh, wow.
Came through my car speakers, which were, like, loud because what I was listening to was quiet. And in the middle of my order is just the ring. I said, sorry, that's just Zach.
Mm.
They didn't care. They didn't even know. Oh, didn't
answer.
Hey, is Higgy still illegal?
Wow.
You're ruling if you want to take out that rule.
Month. It's up to you. You're the commissioner of this Homer draft.
Zach's thinking, pondering.
He's taking out his pants.
He keeps him illegal.
Keeps him illegal.
Commissioner spoke. Higgy is still an illegal pick. So I will take... sure. I'm going to take DJ and Stanton.
Wow.
Wowie,
wow, wow.
There's Jake's extra base hit. Showed
yeah,
up your ass.
Nice, dude. Again, we root for each other. And then you come with that shove it up your ass stuff.
DJ's going to shove it up your ass. What to watch for twice in a row. He's just shoving it up your ass.
And it's worth. I'm helping him. Hitting
yes.
all these extra base
and
hits.
And he's rewarding you. By pleasuring
and
you.
Why
anally.
You know about that. Great picks, man.
Appreciate it.
I will be taking with my two picks. I will be taking Gleyber Torres.
Oh,
shortstop.
Wow.
Little Oppo juice.
I could have taken him.
Little Oppo juice. And I was so happy you didn't take him. Brett Gardner. Brett Gardner hates Matt Harvey.
Why aren't you taking Gallo, dude? He's homered off him before. He was my
you
one to watch for.
Think I should take
Gallo? Yeah.
All right, I'll take him over Gardner.
Yeah.
Okay.
So congrats on the homer tonight, Brett Gardner.
Yeah.
Guardian Higgy.
They will be homering.
Homer yeah. bros.
Yeah, it's exciting.
It would be exciting. Dunkin' is Red Sox coffee. What a weird.
God.
What a weird.
Wrong.
Weird. Super weird.
If you go to the one in the Bronx, it's a Yankees place. You'd
yeah.
be shocked.
You go to the one in the Queens.
You're going to find Mets. Out it's a Mets place.
Yeah.
Philly?
Phillies.
Yeah. Mm. Washington Nationals? Orioles? We might have two Dunkin' teams playing today.
I don't know if the Beltway is Dunkin'.
A Beltway.
New what, Jersey is.
Dunkin' Donuts, Maryland. Is that what you want me to look up?
Just do Dunkin' Donuts map location map. And
oh
see.
Yeah,
it's there.
We're lit.
All right,
they've got them.
Does that give you a map of the U.S.? When does it start getting thin?
So I did this before I moved to Dallas. There's only two in Dallas when I originally moved there. One was the airport, so like doesn't count. Mm. Two was one 10 minutes away from my office, so that used to be my little retreat.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so stupid.
You're stupid.
You're so stupid. According to this, it gets thin real quick.
0 to 100.
Wow. Wowza-weeza. What do you think the over-under is? We finally got an over yesterday.
Thank God. Over-under today, Tyone been good. Harvey been good. Yankee Stadium. What do you think? They did like a niner? Like a 9 flat?
Yeah. Look at that. Look at that. How red it is in the Northeast.
The Northeast
it thins
situation.
Out pretty big. Yeah. But so does the whole population.
Yeah. Mm. They're starting to get to the major cities. Denver's got a few now.
I don't think they're going to win over new crowds. I don't think Duncan's like good. I think it's just.
But necessity. I think there's enough East Coast everywhere that it plays.
That's smart. Yeah. That's not like Jersey Mike's did good.
Like, we have some San Diego friends.
They have East Coast people are everywhere, and, like, I don't know. Don't underestimate how being good enough plays.
Yeah. Being available. The Brett Gardner story.
Like, Jersey Mike's is different in California. They put less meat on it in California than in the ones here.
Do you think it's a 9-flat, or do you think...
Yeah, I think it's 9-flat.
Okay.
Because they've been fucking us with a lot of pushes recently. It's not 9-flat, I can tell by BBD's face.
Well, that...
It's a 9.5.
That noise he made?
Damn.
Harvey's been good. Tyone's been good. Which you can kind of put that in either bucket.
Dude, they're going to rock Harvey today.
You think so?
No, I'm just hoping.
I'm hoping that too.
I'd like him to, but Harvey's been pretty good. I don't disrespect it.
Rock me.
Close your eyes. Picture a final score.
I'm going under.
6-2.
It's something like that. Yankees go up pretty big early. Maybe put on the snooze a little bit. And Yanks might use their good pitchers lightly, so.
Jack Smith, I did draft your Nebo Bada jersey.
Nebo Bada.
Nebo was the deepest cut of all. Yeah, I'm going to take the under. 6-2 sounds right to me.
Jim, know it. No, it's going to make you feel incredible. 7-2 still works.
Yes. So it's 6-3.
So you guys both on the under?
Yeah, we're both on the under.
Both on the under.
Both on the under. You know what Wikipedia page I was spending a lot of time on the other day? Friendlies.
Really?
Because there's a Friendlies by us, and they have those, you know, those little snack cup. You know Friendlies? You Friendlies people? You know those little snack. Well, Friendlies is really sparse. Like, you know it or you don't.
There's one in South
there used there. To be yeah. one in the town, like, 10 minutes from my house, and my mom, last day of school, we would go.
It was Friendlies. Called Friendly for, like, ever. It started in 1935. But those little snack cups, the one with the hard chunk of peanut butter on the top, like, frozen top half-inch thick layer of peanut butter. I thought about it, and I was craving it. So finally, I went. I was like, Katie, I'm getting us ice cream. I went and got us Friendlies. It was just as good as I remember.
You'd love the Friendlies map. I'll put it on the big screen.
Yeah, the Friendlies map. I was literally looking at this because I was at their website. And it's just all Northeast and then in Florida, because people moved down there that were from the Northeast.
Look at these, Myrtle Beach.
But, dude, Friendlies is... so weird because it's
go on.
I genuinely think the food at Wendy's is better than the food at Friendly's, but Friendly's has, you have a waiter serve it to you and you like take your menu item and stuff.
And it's like you're getting dessert.
You go for dessert.
Like you might get a little bit of food. Holy smokes, Long Island.
Long Island's got a lot of Friendlies,
Holy
huh?
smokes, you want to get friendly, go to Long Island. This is a pretty balanced map in the Northeast.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot on that by Philly.
Yeah, I didn't know there were that many by Philly because I never felt like I never ran into one.
But if you get to Washington, you're dead.
Yeah. You get to like Richmond, you're not going to see a Friendlies until South Carolina. Heavily Northeast map.
I think I've been to that one in Ithaca.
Like that. That's hilarious.
One in Vermont.
Burlington. Good town. Good town, Burlington.
They're owned by like, not Dyson, but like one of those food companies. They got bought out by them. It's weird how that's, dude, they sold for so much money. In like 2004 or something like that, or like 94 maybe. Like tons of money, and you're like, how?
X locations.
Just have the infrastructure, I guess.
X amount of locations times customers a day.
Yeah.
BBD goes there every time he graduates a grade.
Do you have premonitions?
Let's see. Matt Harvey, we're not sure if we're going to be in attendance. Oh, we took the under.
Uh-oh.
We are really in a pickle.
We haven't
fully decided.
We haven't decided if we're going to go to the game tonight or not.
There's a lean.
Whenever we go to the game, we take the over. We just took the under.
And Harvey's going to get rocked.
Does that mean we can't go? Do we have to change our pick, or do we can't go, or do we break it? We also don't know how successful it's been.
No idea.
No idea the correlation.
Yeah, we just know that we do it.
Well, this is tough.
It is.
This is tough. I'm going to think of my premonition real quick. Judge throws out a runner today.
Oh.
It's been a minute. It's been a minute.
Gallo's been getting praise for his defense.
I've leaned early, like it's a set of tones.
Is it a double up at first? Because the way I saw it originally, he doubles a guy up.
There's a chance, like it could be a line drive in the gap and the runner off first. I do picture the traditional double down the line, and I think it's early, and it's like Mullins trying to set the tone, and Judge just, not today, Orioles.
Okay. In the same vein, yeah. I see Gardner making a catch to left center. He just runs such a long way.
Just distance. Covers ground.
Towards the cat area.
Making it look easy.
80 feet plus and on StatCast. You know,
he's still reliving that drop from the Cole game.
Oof.
So he's... And now they bring in another center fielder.
Mm.
And Cashman says, Guardy's the best we got. Almost like not in a positive shining light. It's like he's the best we got. So he's going to get action. So Guardy's going to be like, I am the best you got.
I am the best.
Nice running catch from Guardy.
Caught it.
Yeah, he might say that afterwards.
With his right hand, too.
I don't know.
Yep.
I don't know.
Yep.
And then I think all four umps are going to make it to the end of the game, physically.
If you get that one wrong, people are going to be like,
no, I think they're good. No, like, you know, heat stroke or take a ball to the face or, you know, limb falls off. Nothing weird's going to happen. Good health for the umps, premonition.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, guys. I'm taking the over.
You're switching.
I'm taking the over. Sorry,
BBD. Take the over as well.
We're rocking Matt Harvey.
Rock the boat.
That was your... Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.